From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In two separate votes, the House has approved a $162 billion bill to continue paying for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. It also approved some domestic spending. From Washington, NPR's John Stempin reports.
The vote upped the GI Bill to benefit returning veterans, extended unemployment benefits, and sent aid to Midwest flood victims. Iowa Democrat Bruce Braley.
It's estimated that 20% of the state's cropland has been destroyed, and the flooding still continues. This flooding has impacted everyone in Iowa, and the scope of damages to Iowans' homes, lives, and livelihoods is almost beyond description.
War supporters want an important concession. The bill does not contain a timetable for troop withdrawals. Tennessee Republican Zach Womp.
We're answering their call today. They answered our call.
The White House supports the measure. The Senate votes on the bill next week. John Stempin, NPR News, Washington.
Compromise among lawmakers may give President Bush most of what he wants regarding government electronic surveillance of Americans abroad and in the U.S. A bill the House expects to pass today would provide retroactive immunity to telecom companies if they allow surveillance without warrants at White House command. It would also bring under law surveillance without court warrants that the Bush administration has employed since the 9/11 attacks. It's believed that there is filibuster-proof support for the bill in the Senate. Republican presidential candidate John McCain is accusing Barack Obama of breaking a promise to accept public campaign financing during the general election. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Barack Obama has decided not to accept public funding for his presidential campaign and the spending limits that go along with it. Obama's already raised more than 2.5 times as much money as John McCain, much of it from small donors. McCain told a town hall meeting in Minnesota he's disappointed that Obama would opt out of public financing, especially after saying last year he would accept it.
I strongly feel that Senator Obama ought to review his commitment, not to me, but to the American people, which he has obviously gone back on.
Obama defended his decision in a message to supporters, saying that while he supports public campaign financing, the current system is broken, and that his opponents have become masters of gaming that system to their advantage. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Afghan and NATO troops came under fire today as they pushed Taliban militants from villages near Kandahar, which is the main city in southern Afghanistan. The government says at least 56 Taliban fighters were killed. Also in southern Afghanistan today, a NATO soldier and at least 5 Afghan civilians were killed by a suicide bomber. On Wall Street, stock futures are down this morning. This is NPR News. Forecasters are revising crest predictions on the Mississippi River for the weekend, but only because there have been so many levee breaches along the river in Illinois and Missouri so far. New predictions show the Mississippi cresting at 37 feet at St. Louis today. The record there was 49.5 feet in 1993. It's small comfort, however, to the thousands of people already affected by flooding in several Midwestern states. There's been billions of dollars in damage. President Bush visited Iowa yesterday and told people that federal help is there. There have been more than 20 levee breaks so far in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, and officials fear at least 24 levees are still in danger. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has declared disaster conditions in 19 Wisconsin counties. Heavy downpours and severe droughts are likely to happen more often in the future, according to a new report from government scientists. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
By the end of the century, the kind of downpour seen only once every 20 years might occur every 5 years. That's one conclusion from the U.S. Climate Change Science Program, a group of scientists from the federal government and the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado. Long and severe droughts in the southwestern U.S. are also likely to occur more often. These conclusions are based on computer models, but the scientists say they're confident of their findings. They say climate change, brought about by increasing greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, is the cause of these weather changes. They also say average nighttime temperatures have increased in the U.S. and will continue to do so. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.